We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
Somebody had told me that you had mentioned maybe the Celtics being on that list. I just wanted to clarify. Are they on the list or not on the list?
29 of the teams are on my list.
Everyone's on the list.
I don't have a preferred destination. Like I said, I just want to win. You know, they ask me big market, small market. I don't care. You know, I want to win. You know, and obviously whatever team, you know, I get traded to, you know, play for it that year or whatever. If I get traded, I'm not sure, but just make the best of it, and then, you know, when free agency comes, see what happens. You know, I can't tell the future, but all 29 teams are on the list.
So there's Anthony Davis, not exactly a rousing endorsement for Boston, I might add, but nonetheless, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is, and you know, all the 29. I got to tell you, I agree with Greg. I think his PR team, I think Rich Paul, his agent, and enough people got to him and said, don't cross anybody out. Just say that everybody's on the list.
All 29 teams are on the list.
So there it is. So you're saying there's a chance, right, Anthony? Right? You're saying there's a chance for Boston? Is that right? Are you sure? So you're saying there's a chance that you come to the Celtics, Anthony?
All 29 teams are on the list.
Okay, good. So we're in. With all other 29 teams.
All 29 teams are on the list.
Very good. Very nice. We appreciate that. 617-779-7937. The whole talk this week about Kyrie Irving, whether the Celtics are better with him, better without him, there's nothing there. It doesn't take a basketball savant to figure out that the Celtics are much better with Kyrie than without him. They don't have any stars other than Kyrie Irving. As much as I love Jason Tatum is not that star yet. He didn't even make the All-Star game. Okay? He's on his way to be a perennial star in the league for many, many years to come. But he's not there yet. You know who is there yet? Kyrie Irving, who came back down 3-1 to the Cleveland Cavaliers, to the Golden State Warriors, who won 73 games back 3 years ago, and was the guy who hit the game-winning, finals-clinching shot in Steph Curry's face. That's who is ready, who is a star. That's the guy. His name is Kyrie Irving. And I just, for the life of me, can't figure out why a lot of Celtics fans think they're better off without him. Oh, do they have a 9-2 record without him? So what? Seven of those wins were against non-playoff teams. They're 2-2 without Kyrie versus playoff teams. So just stop it. Did you want Danny to keep Isaiah Thomas and draft Markelle Fultz rather than trade for Kyrie and draft Jason Tatum? I didn't think so. I'll wait. Because if you did, you're just stupid and you know nothing about basketball. 617-779-7937. Aaron in a car is up next. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, so you're saying there's a chance.
We're saying there's a chance, Aaron.
Hey, quickly, I called in the other day, talked to Ordway and Maloney. They actually hung up on me before I could even say what I wanted to. But I was making a point where we're better, not without Kyrie. That's ridiculous, like you were saying. We're obviously better with Kyrie. He's a top 5-point guard in the league. But I was making a point that you can trade anyone on the team for Anthony Davis, because if Kyrie is a top 5-point guard in the league, if you want to argue him up to number 2 or 3, you know, if you're going to put Westbrook or Curry ahead of him, and then you're going to try to argue guys like Wall and Lillard around him in the same type of caliber, that's okay. But Anthony Davis could be argued as the number 1 player in the league. So, with that said, you can potentially, if you had to, trade Kyrie Irving for Anthony Davis. I know that doesn't make too much sense because you want to have them both, right? ultimately you'd like to keep both players if you can get Anthony Davis soiled up in a long-term contract.
Right. Okay.
Obviously, you want to keep them both. But the problem, I think, the main problem is not that Brown, Rozier aren't good enough to play on an elite level. I think we have too many good players, which is the problem, a.k.a. Gordon Hayward, right? He's a guy that can't even get into the flow of a game.
Well, Gordon Hayward this year, I mean, Aaron, aside from, you know, he had a good game, you know, the other night, but Gordon Hayward clearly came back way too early. He's not the Gordon Hayward that the Celtics thought they were getting. He's just another player right now.
Right. He's injured still. Right?
He's injured. It just seems like even when he's not injured, he doesn't fit well in this team. He doesn't fit well here. I don't know what it is, but you watch this guy. It's like, this is not the guy that played in Utah.
Right. Edgar Renteria-ish.
Right. Absolutely. Very well. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to go Carl Crawford, but I'm getting close. I don't want to go Panda, but I'm getting close.
Right. But I think a lot of it, too, is that when you come back and Tatum's playing very well, Brown was playing well in his absence, now you come back and he's struggling to kind of find a spot. Now he's coming off the bench, and he doesn't get to play through slumps. Everybody in the NBA that's good and gets enough minutes, they play through their slumps. Gordon doesn't have the luxury of going 0-for-7 in a game.
No.
Now he's going to finish 2-for-11.
Right, exactly. And that's the problem. And by the way, too, Aaron, are you one of those people thinking the Celtics are better without Kyrie?
No, that's ridiculous. We're obviously better with him. He's a top 5 point guard in the league, and he's got the sauce and jelly to go with it, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. And listen, if he plays tomorrow night, the Celtics right now, Kyrie's in control. The Celtics, like, he's in control of the Celtics and their future. So they are walking on eggshells, literally and figuratively, to keep him here in Boston. And I think he threw that gauntlet down when he said, ask me July 1st.
Right. He makes it very difficult to have any faith that he's going to stay around. Obviously, as Celtics fans, we want him. It's kind of, I like to equate it to, like, fantasy football in this area. If you draft Tom Brady in fantasy football, you get to turn around and sell him high. You get more than what you would get for him anywhere else. And that's kind of my thought with moving Kyrie Irving, because if he's not going to stay anyway, move him and get somebody more than what you'll get for a guy like Rozier and Brown, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And I mean, Aaron, that's where the Celtics team is at right now. That's what they have to do. 617-779-7937. Brad in San Diego's up next. What's up, Brad?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you. I really want to touch on Cap just real briefly before I talk about the Celtics. I believe the NFL settled it just to end it. I don't believe Cap will play in the NFL again simply because he's a distraction and he won't help any team win a Super Bowl. That's my take on that.
But here's the thing. He won against the NFL. Do you know why the NFL capitulated and completely settled? Do you know why?
No.
They settled because if all this got open and they had to get access to owners' emails and text messages, ultimately, they would have found out that all 32 owners allegedly, possibly committed collusion. That's why. They didn't want to go. So they figured, let's just pay this guy millions of dollars. They can't open up the books. They can't, you know, go into our communications electronically, and we'll just skate on this.
Now, as far as the Celtics are concerned, for the rest of this season, I believe they will stand pat. They're going to make a run down the stretch. And everybody knows that once the playoffs come in the NBA, defense ramps up. Their defense is going to take over. Hopefully they're a decent seed, so they're not constantly in the back, you know, going backwards, playing on the road first. But Kyrie will deliver under pressure. Even under that ramped-up defense, he will make those must-make shots in the final moments of the games. And, you know, a little side note, the All-Star game, let him play.
Yeah.
If that's what he wants to do, let him play. 10, 15 minutes, whatever. The All-Star game's kind of a joke anyway.
Right. It's a glorified exhibition. It's just an exhibition. That's it, Brad.
And in the offseason, this is what I think is going to happen. Rozier, gone. Brown, gone. Tatum, gone. I think Anthony Davis is going to be a Celtic if Kyrie stays.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate the phone call. 617-779-7937. I'm going to touch more upon that Colin Kaepernick situation. And he won. He won. Now, did you hear also the fact that he allegedly asked the AAF for $21 million? Man, this guy still believes his own hype. Wow. I mean, it would have been a shot in the arm for the American Alliance of Football, but wow, does this guy can really believe his own hype? I'll continue to take all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll touch upon Kyrie, the Celtics, and Kaepernick next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
So that was the controversial Nike ad that came out months ago by the four-letter shoe company, which I endorse. I love Nike. I've been a Nike guy my entire life. I always have been, always will be. I don't care if they sponsor Colin Kaepernick and he endorses them. It's not going to make me stop wearing shoes, Nike shoes. That's ridiculous. With all due respect to New Balance, I know they're based here in Boston. I think Reebok is also not too far from here. I'm a Nike guy. I'm a Nike guy. Always have been, always will be. I just am. So you know, that's not going to make me stop. However, I will say this. The NFL basically, Colin Kaepernick TKO'd the National Football League. He made them submit. He made them settle out of court. And there was a statement that was released yesterday by counsel for Colin Kaepernick and Mr. Reed. Mark Garago said, for the past several months, Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed engage in ongoing dialogue with representatives of the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievances. The resolution of this matter is subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by any party, end quote. Remember 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, Kaepernick filed a grievance claiming that the NFL, alleging that the league was committing collusion against him being signed to an NFL contract. Now, Eric Reed signed one this year, with the Carolina Panthers. So, and he just signed an extension with the Panthers. So I would say that he had to drop that regardless. But since you look at Colin Kaepernick, and I just want to, you know, look at this guy as the player. Forget about being some perceived martyr, which he's not, by the way. In his last two seasons in the NFL, he was 3-16. In his last season in the league, he was 1-10 as a starting quarterback who completed less than 60% of his passes. He's never thrown for 25 touchdown passes in a season. He's never had a 4,000-yard passing season, and he's never had a fourth-quarter comeback. Just saying. You look at this guy, and he lost his job to a dude who looks like Sunshine from Remember the Titans in Blaine freaking Gabbert. So now let's see which NFL team offers him a contract, because the path has now been cleared. Could be the Patriots, who apparently, you know, there's reports that Mr. Kraft has been very fond of Colin Kaepernick. Could be any one of the 32 teams, probably not the San Francisco 49ers, because he's already been there, done that. So any one of the other 31 NFL teams. But now I want to see, for Colin Kaepernick, if he will stop with this woe is me, self-pity, victim card that he's been playing now for the last 3 years. Do you want to play football now? Because there are garbage QBs in the league, like Nathan Peterman, like Brandon Weeden, who are still in the league. Mark Sanchez got signed by the Redskins. So now, Colin Kaepernick, now you can't play the collusion card anymore. You can't play the self-pity victim card anymore. Now let's see if you're willing to sack up and play football. Okay? Because I'll admit, is he one of the top 64 quarterbacks in the world? Yes, he is. Should he be a backup on an NFL team? Yes, he should be. But now let's see. There's no more. It's that has all been alleviated. So now NFL teams can talk to him. And now from this, and I will tell you, I think he had a point. I you know, if I were to gamble, if the NFL owners were allegedly colluding against Colin Kaepernick, I would say they were. It was collusion. Because there's no doubt he's better than a lot of the trash that is in the league. But now it's like, you can't play that pity card. And his boy, his guy, his former teammate, Eric Reed, who's now a Carolina Panther and just signed a nice deal. So now that's what Colin Kaepernick has to do. But you can't play the pity card anymore, bro. You can't do it. The pity card is gone. Now let's see what you can do. Let's see if you can play the game of football. Let's see what you can do. And I believe that he should get an opportunity. And I don't believe that collusion was fair. But by the way, was that Alex Reamer really calling in? Oh, it was. You could have put him on.
No. He just wanted to give Bridget, who's going to be producing his show, a little checklist.
Oh, I thought Reamer didn't like my take on Kaepernick. No. I'm like, go ahead, Reamer. Let's go.
Call in and blast you. He's not Dakota from Braintree.
Okay. I got you. Oh, I'm like, put Reamer on. Let's go. Let's do this one-on-one, Reamer. Come on. He's coming up after me, right?
He is, yep.
Okay, from 3 to...
6 o'clock.
Okay, 3 to 6 o'clock, Alex Reamer. So there's that. And I'm sure Reamer will be talking about it, but I will tell you this right now. There's nothing I detest more, not only besides liars and fake people, are people who play the role of the victim when they're not the victim. They're not. Now, I will say that Colin Kaepernick enjoyed the fame that came along with being exiled by the league. Do I believe that collusion was allegedly engage? Yes. I believe there's probably that happened. You know why? Because NFL owners care. They say they care the most about winning, which is true. That's Robert Kraft. But they care really the most about the bottom line. And Colin Kaepernick was being considered by the Baltimore Ravens, and Steve Bisciotti did a little bit of a litmus test. And Steve Bisciotti found out that his season ticket holders and other people who buy tickets to single games did not want Colin Kaepernick as a Baltimore Raven. I thought he was a foregone conclusion to become a Seattle Seahawk, which is a very progressive town. Also the hometown of Ted Bundy. And if you haven't watched the Ted Bundy's last tapes on Netflix, I highly encourage you to do so. And you can thank me after. It's a 4-episode epic documentary series on Ted Bundy. I thought he was going to Seattle. And then they signed Austin Davis. So then I thought, well, maybe he'll go to Dallas and back up Dak Prescott. And instead, well, they went in a different direction. And it's just mind-blowing to me what happens when somebody, and when you have people like Nathan Peterman throwing 5.5 interceptions against the Chargers, then there's going to be, obviously, therein lies the, well, look at this guy. He sucks. He's absolute garbage. And that's why Kaepernick, that's why the NFL settled, because they did not want all of their communication becoming at all. Oh, Luke McCown was the guy. They signed Luke McCown, who hadn't thrown a touchdown pass in 8 years, the Dallas Cowboys, instead of signing Kaepernick as a backup. John Elway came out and said that he offered Kaepernick a deal, but Kaepernick didn't want to come in as a backup. And I actually believe Elway on that one. So Kaepernick has banged the self-pity drum and victim card too long. Now it's time for you. Now there is no more reported alleged collusion by the league. So now, Cap, it's all on you. 617-779-7937. Mike and Methuen, you're up next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just want to bang out a few points, and then I'll hang up and listen about this Anthony Davis, Kyrie nonsense.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to forget that you're trading for Kyrie and Anthony Davis just to keep Kyrie here. You have to have both, because it doesn't matter if you only have one of them. So everybody on this team, Tatum, see ya. Anthony Davis is a beast. A beast. Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis are arguably two of the top five players in the NBA.
Let me back that up.
Yep.
Anthony Davis is inarguably a top five player in the NBA. Kyrie Irving is a top 10 player.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving against top five teams in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Top five teams averages 25 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. With Kyrie Irving in the lineup last year, everybody forgets that he got them the number one seed.
Yep.
75% of the season, he was on the team.
That's right. And the last month, he was out. Maybe 6 weeks, but 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. You're right. Yep.
Exactly. And if they had him in game 7, when everybody else totally just disappeared.
You're right.
Rozier, 2-for-14, or whatever he was, Marcus Smart, Tatum, they didn't close it out. They win that game. If you have Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis on this team, you're an immediate contender, even against Golden State. So that's my point.
I don't disagree with any of that, Mike. And that's the thing, though, Mike. The problem, Mike, is that there's still people out there who think that the Celtics are a better team, like long-term, without Kyrie, which blows my mind.
No, and it's the same people that didn't want to trade Isaiah Thomas,
right,
and Crowder, and Oblick,
right,
and
right. You're right. Yeah, people want to hold on to Jay Crowder and Avery Bradley forever.
Everybody stop. And Tatum, I think he will be a superstar, but that's will be. And once you get Davis here, and you have Kyrie signed to a long-term deal, winning cures everything.
But the one concern about Anthony Davis, though, Mike, he has the propensity to be banged up every now and then.
Agree, because he's 7 feet tall and
right.
Whatever. I mean, but if you can get him for 68 games a year with Kyrie, 68-70, and you have some good role players there, I'm not giving up on Hayward. You know what I mean? I think he can still give him another year and see where he's at. He's showing some good signs the past few games. But, you know, just stop it, everybody. Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis on this team will be insane.
Yes, I do not disagree. I mean, Mike, that goes without saying. You're preaching to the choir on that one. By the way, Antonio Brown just called out Ben Roethlisberger on Twitter, and he said, No conflict, just a matter of respect, mutual respect. He's talking about Ben Roethlisberger. He, meaning Ben, has an owner mentality, like he can call anybody, including coaches. Players know, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, they meal ticket gone. It's a dirty game within a game. Hashtag truth. Someone asked him, what caused the conflict between you and Ben Roethlisberger? Antonio Brown is gone from Pittsburgh. And I know they're supposed to meet on Monday. Yeah, good luck resolving that one. 617-779-7937. Squeezing Seth and Quincy real quick. Go ahead, Seth.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the Kaepernick bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the role of a Patriot hater when I'm looking at Tom Brady, who wouldn't turn over his phone, and the NFL smashed him for it. Now the NFL...
Phone. Hypocrisy, right, Seth? Right? Yeah.
They don't want to turn over their phones, and they don't... There's no way in the world the NFL is going to be able to tell me there wasn't collusion if all these haters out there are going to cry that Brady definitely hid evidence by not handing over his phone. Well, then I'm going to play the card that the NFL was hiding evidence and didn't turn over their communications, but they had the ability to pay $80 million and make this all go away. Now, when it came to cap...
By the way, have NFL, you heard that number? Is that 80 or are you just guessing?
I've heard everything from 30 to 80, and I don't know if the 80 side has to do with him and Eric, or if that's the numbers were all over the place.
You want to know the amazing thing about all this for Kaepernick? Kaepernick played even though he plays the woe is me self pity victim card. He made more money not playing football than he did playing football.
He made the money that I had read that he made the money that probably would have been guaranteed if he ended up getting another long-term contract.
And by the way, now he's even healthier because he hasn't played in 3 years.
Exactly. But the NFL really shot themselves in the foot with it, not only optically, but if you want to make this guy disappear, and like you said earlier, where he was like, 2-16 or in his last, 2 years or something like that, or he just wasn't performing at an elite level to get any kind of a long-term contract, let a team bring him on. Let a team that really...
By the way, if you were Robert Kraft, would you consider bringing him here to New England?
No, I think that they're two-pointed north with winning to bring a guy
right.
like him
on. I agree with that.
Any other team, like one of the guys, who was it that you said, McCown? Who couldn't make it in the Jets to save his life?
No, I'm not even talking about Josh. Josh was the younger. I was talking about Luke McCown. And then Josh is an okay backup. I don't even have a problem. I was talking about his big brother, Luke, who's older, who hadn't thrown a touchdown pass in a decade.
Yeah. You let a team bring him on, whether they sign him for one big contract or whatever the case might be. He turns around and has a crappy season. He flames out immediately. The NFL can point to him and say, look, you stink, shut your face, go away, you're a has-been. Instead, they let him beat this drum for 3 years, and it's going to cost them tens of millions.
Right, tens of millions of dollars.
It's going to cost them tens of millions of dollars for a guy that they could have made go away for a one-year contract, showed that he stunk.
Right.
And the team wouldn't even have to hold on to him. They pay him his guarantee.
That's it.
Look, he's lost 6 games in a row, cut him. He's out of here.
That's it. Instead, great phone call, Seth. Great phone call. There's no doubt. They could have made him go away for a song. Somebody could have signed him as a backup for like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay or Russell Wilson in Seattle or Dak in Dallas. And he would have done nothing. And then they would have cut him. And then it would have been, now he's winning. He's winning the fight by not playing or this alleged collusion, whatever. He's won. He's probably earned more money than he would have. He definitely earned more money than he would have as some scrub backup in the league. All right, your thoughts on that Kaepernick, Kyrie Irving situation? Should the Celtics let him play tomorrow night? And moreover, do you think it's a bad look for him to play when he missed the last 2 games this week against the Pistons and the Sixers? 617-779-7937.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Mark James here with you, talking about the Celtics situation. Kyrie Irving, the power that he exudes over Danny Ainge and Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens right now, it's immeasurable because they need him. He is the catalyst on them possibly getting Anthony Davis. Now, the one thing that I don't know if that helps the Celtics is Dell Demps getting fired last night. I don't know if that's good for the Celtics because apparently there's been communication that was perceived between Danny Ainge and the Pelicans about them making a deal. Now the deal can still happen. Danny Ferry is the interim GM there in New Orleans. So we'll find out. We'll see what happens on that. Kyrie Irving, not a good look to play tomorrow night, but I don't have that much of a problem. But it goes to show you, and I will say there's a little truth to Antoine Walker's statement about Kyrie Irving about not being a true Celtic, that Kyrie is out for Kyrie. And that's fine. That's okay. But when you miss the last two games due to an injury, and then you play, if he does play tomorrow night in the All-Star game, Kyrie's out for Kyrie. Plain and simple. And so when you talk about being a leader, not exactly the greatest leadership quality. Maybe that's why, or maybe it is just Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier getting together and being some young knuckleheads or not showing the proper respect. But Kyrie Irving, it takes two to tango, and Kyrie Irving has not been a good leader. He hasn't been from day one. 617-779-7937. Also, the Colin Kaepernick situation, which now becomes, it's on the table, that his lawsuit is dropped by him and Eric Reed against the NFL. They settled. Don't know how many millions of dollars they got, but I would assure you it was more than he would have made as some scrub backup in the league. Now he can come back into the league. Hey, the card anymore of the, you know, the woe is me. You can't play that. And just as a player, I mean, think about this. If Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes took a knee, do you think teams would have still wanted them to play in the league? Oh, I know they would have. Because those guys can play. There's a part of the fact that, and why is this such an issue with the owners? Who the owners are looked at as the bad guys. Yes, I understand collusion is illegal, but not wanting to sign a player because he's going to hurt your bottom line is not illegal. That's called business. And 32 owners, including his former employer, the York family in San Francisco, decided that signing Colin Kaepernick is bad business. And for a guy who is standing up for the oppressed, and I have no issue with that, but then he wears a Fidel Castro t-shirt, and then asked about and said, do you know what that guy stands for? He said, well, you know, the education in Cuba is better than that in America. I mean, this guy led to the death of millions and millions of people, and you're wearing a t-shirt glorifying his image. That, to me, is not knowing the situation. So when, like, it's fine you want to stand up for the oppressed, but this is a guy who oppressed people for decades in Cuba. Decades. Look up history. It's there. That's why people had to defect to America. The Muriel Boltlift back in the early 80s to Miami. This happened. And you're wearing a t-shirt glorifying him. Again, not a good look. So when I look at Colin Kaepernick, I look at him being a walking contradiction. He's standing up for the oppressed, but then wears socks with pigs on them with cop hats. Then he wears a Fidel Castro t-shirt. That's not the guy that's standing up for the oppressed. So it's a walking contradiction. when I see a guy like Colin Kaepernick. But now let's see you play. And let's see the NFL expose you for being a 59% career passer. For being a guy who was 3-16 in his last 2 years as starting quarterback and was 1-10 in his final season back in 2016. Let's see this now. Now you've got the chance. No more collusion, allegedly. No more, Colin. Now you can actually play the game on the highest level. So let's see now if you're really, truly a part of the game or you're just part of the woe is me self-pity card business. Because that's what he's been banging for the last 3 years. That I've been out of the league. Look at guys like Nathan Peterman, Mark Sanchez, Luke McCown, Austin Davis. All right. No more lawsuit. No more perceived or alleged collusion. Now it's about you playing the game of football. Let's see if you do it. 617-779-7937. That's it. You know, and would I want him here in New England? Absolutely not. There's no way. Because here's the thing. If you're an NFL team, you sign Colin Kaepernick, it becomes a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey three-ring circus. You don't want that here. You don't want that anywhere. And your backup quarterback instantly is getting more publicity than your starting quarterback. Because that's what would happen if Colin Kaepernick signed in Green Bay to be Aaron Rodgers' backup. That's what would happen if he signed in Seattle to be Russell Wilson's backup. I don't want that three-ring circus. And as an NFL owner who's a multi-billionaire, if you're one of those 32 individuals, why do you owe Colin Kaepernick anything? Nobody owes anybody anything. It's a privilege, not a right to play professional sports. So if you think that Colin Kaepernick is a guy that, you know, 60% passer, I don't know he can quite help our team. Why do you owe him anything? Why does anybody owe anybody anything? It's pro sports is a business. And if you can see the MAGA crowd outside your stadium picketing because Colin Kaepernick is wearing your team's uniform, and then you have the other crowd who's wearing Colin Kaepernick's uniform, and it turns into a Fox News, CNN, MSNBC special. Do you want that at your stadium? Do you want that polarization happening where your team plays football on a Sunday? I don't know. The only way I'm looking at Colin Kaepernick is if I'm Jacksonville and I desperately need a quarterback. And though there are teams out there who desperately need a quarterback. Cleveland no longer needs a quarterback. Cincinnati? Sure. I take a flyer on Kaepernick. Jacksonville, absolutely. Arizona, no, I'm not giving up on Josh Rosen. He was only a rookie. There are a handful of teams that could use a guy like Colin Kaepernick who could perhaps earn a starting spot. But remember what's going to happen if he comes to your town. It is going to be absolute anarchy. And I'm not overstating that. That's what it's going to turn into a circus. They're going to be the people who love him. They're going to be the people who hate him. And then the law is going to have to get it. It's going to probably look something like Charlottesville. Not to that extent, but like that. That's what it's going to turn into. So if you're okay as an NFL owner, if you're Shad Khan in Jacksonville and you want that outside your stadium, by all means, sign Colin Kaepernick. He's no worse than Blake Bortles or any of the other garbage in Jacksonville. 617-779-7937. And for me, if I'm an NFL owner, you have the right to do whatever you want. You are a private owner of an entity that it has nothing to do with public money whatsoever. Nothing. So you can do whatever you... Daniel Snyder still hasn't changed the name of the Redskins. You know why? Because he doesn't have to. The league's not mandating him to. And just because Peter King and some other fire stars want to say this, Daniel Snyder, he's just going to ignore it and it's going to go away. and the best thing Daniel Snyder ever. Remember, this was a big issue about 4 or 5 years ago? The Redskins. Guess what? It's no issue anymore. Whatsoever. You know why? Because he ignored it and it absolutely went away. And for me, if I have Daniel Snyder, that's what you do. Any of the owners. Like, you can give Colin Kaepernick a tryout. You can sign him to a contract and see what he's made of. But that being said, you don't owe him anything. If every NFL owner just decided tomorrow that, I don't know, you know, Tim Tebow. Remember, they felt as though the NFL owners, like some people, oh, they're colluding against Tim Tebow because of his strong, devout Christian beliefs. No. No, they didn't. Tim Tebow sucked. And he should have never been in the NFL. And if it wasn't for Josh McDaniels trading up into the first round when he was the coach in Denver, he would have never been a first-round pick. And he would have just been another former Heisman Trophy winner who ended up being an NFL bust. Yeah. I mean, Bill Belichick gave him a shot here, and he got cut in training camp, and that was it. Finally, it had come to the end of, you know what, Tebow, he just can't throw a ball accurately in the NFL. Or a spiral. That's what you have to do in the, you know, college football, it's very easy to throw to an area. It's much tougher on Sundays to throw to an exact spot. And Tim Tebow couldn't do that. That's why he's trying his hand at baseball now, which is another joke. 617-779-7937. Chris in Ipswich, you're up next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I cannot believe you're on the side of the fat cat. I'm stunned. So you say Kaepernick's pulling the victim card. Them paying $60 to $80 million is them admitting that there was collusion.
Oh, I agree with you, Chris. I agree with you.
It's un-American. How would you like it if you said something on the radio today that wasn't great, right?
Oh, I do that every day, Chris.
Well, you know, you said something inappropriate but not terrible, right?
Right.
And all the radio stations in the United States said, we're going to get together and we're not going to hire this guy. That's un-American. He can't be playing the victim card. They've already admitted by paying. Think about it. The NFL goes to the mat in court every single time. They went with Brady until they finally got somebody to agree with them. They went all the way up. They appealed and appealed and appealed. They're not even going to court, which means the lawyers know for sure for Kaepernick. They all agree that they colluded or they wouldn't be paying.
And they all have proof, moreover, that they colluded as well.
That's right. That's right. Because in discovery, the...
What I'm saying is that, Chris, like... He played up the victim card. He played it up.
Well, they took his livelihood away from the NFL.
Chris, the Denver Broncos offered him a chance to be a backup for Brock Osweiler.
They offered him a contract if he would take less money than what he would have.
That was a chance to still be a quarterback in the NFL. That's the thing that you're not getting.
He should have had a chance with other teams. Listen, I'm not a huge Kaepernick fan. I thought he ran around a lot, but he brought a team all the way to the Super Bowl.
He did. Oh, by the way, Chrissy, they were one.
Most of the stiffs.
Yeah.
Tell me he's not one of the best 64 in the world.
No, Chris, I totally agree that he is.
Right, so where does this end? So as soon as any owner disagrees with your political stance, you can't play in the NFL anymore? That's a disgrace.
You know what? Chris? You know what? No, you know what? Each individual owner. Now, the owners can't collude together. But, Chris, do you understand that each individual owner has the right to not sign a guy because it could kill their bottom line? Do you understand that?
So NFL – no, no, hold on. NFL owners – allow guys who beat women.
Oh no! I know. Listen, Chris.
Like the fact that this guy's standing up for. And by the way, nobody ever talks about whether he was right on the issue. The data shows that African American suspects are treated worse than Caucasian.
And by the way, Chris, for the record, I will tell you what Kareem Hunt, what Ray Rice, what Adrian Peterson did. Colin Kaepernick's not even. I mean, Colin Kaepernick just took a stance in his beliefs. I don't believe he thought that it would have the repercussions thereafter that it has. But Colin Kaepernick is not a criminal. Those guys committed criminal acts, all of them.
Right.
Although not Kaepernick, but I'm talking about Ray Rice,
yeah.
Adrian Peterson. You know,
well, they're not worried. They're not worried about losing.
Right.
They're not worried about losing revenue when a guy beats a woman, but
right.
they are when a guy stands up for some liberal cause. Listen, I'm not saying I agree with him. I think he's an adult, to be honest with you. I don't think he even knows what he's talking about. But you can't allow the owners to act as if they're one business and they're a monopoly. They're supposed to be 32 separate businesses, and they're not allowed to collude. I'm glad they got caught. All of us who have been saying that they've been colluding, because there's no way that this guy isn't in the top 64, I'm glad for America, for anti-monopolistic things, I'm glad that this is happening, because they have no right to do that to a player.
No, they don't. Chris, good phone call. I mean, I think we agree on most things. I'm just saying individual owners can make the choice to do whatever individual owners want to do when they sign the front of the checks. All right, we'll take more phone calls on this. Plus, the Kyrie Irving situation is kind of the story that's presiding. And oh, by the way, Anthony Davis made a statement and said that he would like to come to Boston, but that's not the only city that he said he would like to get to. I'll take all your phone calls on that, 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.